Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guys' host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I am going solo here today, guys and gals and everyone in between. I'm going solo to talk to you guys a little bit about comic history. This is going to be a new segment we are doing here on the podcast. We're in between the interviews, reviews, and the news that I do with Gavin. We're going to be doing comics history to educate you guys a little bit about characters, events, storylines, and all the stuff in between of things of the comic book world. And today we're going to be focusing on a cool Marvel character that I believe deserves the limelight a little bit more. We're going to be talking about Marvel's mutant, the Polaris. Of course, so she is a mutant, Lorna Dane, created by Ronald Drake, the writer, and artist Jim Steranko in X-Men number 49 out to 1968. This character's been around for a while, and you're really going to enjoy what I have to say about her, because fucking hell, she's cool. Underrated, in my opinion. She has the power to, of course, with her name, control magnetism, absorb energy, create magnetic energy pulses around her as well. And, of course, with this being in mind with her power set, yes, she is the daughter of Magneto. And she actually still, if I remember correctly, she still is the daughter of Magneto currently. Unlike Wanda and Pietro, a.k.a. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, who are not apparently the daughters and son of Magneto in current continuity, whatever the hell. That's some bullshit later on. We're not going to deal with that. But Polaris still is the daughter of Magneto. And she sports a really cool green uniform. Now, she has also been on a few teams as well, too, to say the least. So Polaris gets around. She has been the Horseman of Apocalypse. She's been one of the Horsemen of the Apocalypse there. Starjammers, X-Factor, Acolytes, and X-Men. Of course, though, when you're coming out in the 90s and you're hanging around then, if you're an X character and you're around in the 90s, you're on five different teams. There's so many teams going on back. She has made some appearances, though, in live action and animation, some of which are she has seen in Wolverine and the X-Men, which is where I was first introduced to the character. Kind of had a crush on her. Really cool, though, this character. Really, really cool. Related a lot to her, too. X-Men, the animated series, of course, and brought to life in live-action show The Gifted, which is criminally underrated, in my opinion. Such a great show, The Gifted. Doesn't even follow the main X-Men, but she's one of the main characters. Polaris is. So is Sunspot, Thunderbird, and more. And Blink. Now, there has been alternate versions of her, too, in House of M, Exiles, Mutant X, and, of course, the Ultimate Marvel Universe, which maybe one day we'll cover. I feel like we're going to need to get two people on that one to talk about that shit. Without further ado, though, that has been this segment of comics history for this week's episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. If you guys enjoyed it, subscribe to wherever you're listening. Be sure to catch me live, Raw and Uncut on Twitch, CodaRex97, Instagram, Dakota_Morgan97, and Twitter, XXX, at DakotaMorgan3. And YouTube, Dakota Morgan for all the stuff for video games. Tie in with the Comic Chronicle Podcast on there too. You get the video version as well. And of course, paleo content with Dino Times and more. And the Redbubble shop will have a description down in a link below for you guys to shop all sorts of nerdy comic goodness. You all fucking rock, folks. And so if you enjoyed this episode, let me know on social media. And of course, leave a review and just subscribe and listen to the episodes. You have plenty of interviews. You have years worth of interviews for you guys here for the Comic Chronicle Podcast. So thank you guys. And of course, as always, stay creative, folks.